Jerry Bader Show 936. Two short stories, and then let's see how sharp the audience is today. Jason, I was going to put you through this, but I've decided to throw it out to the audience. So now you can impress the audience by getting the right answer before they do. We'll do that in about 5 minutes. I've got a couple of other things I want to get to here first. This is from the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. Listen to this. Public forum targets connections between climate crisis and health. The Earth's climate changes are affecting our health, according to Joel Charles. Who's he? Well, here's his credentials. A medical student and expert in public health at UW-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health. Gosh, that's a lot of public health in there. Anyway, Charles will discuss the climate crisis and American health, turning from threat to opportunity at the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. I don't know, Jason. I can't answer that. Perhaps you could probe that with him. At the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, on Thursday, October 17th, at 6 p.m. in Collins Classroom Center, room 101, free and open to the public. The lecture is co-sponsored by the UW, blah, 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 blah. Damage to human health is the most important impact of climate change, said Charles. His talk will include the current state of the climate crisis, how it will affect our health, and how current energy systems' effect on health presents a major opportunity. He will also provide clear policy prescriptions and actions for the audience to take. Charles holds a Master of Public Health degree after blah, 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 blah. Now, it says that you can get an interview with him in advance of his presentation. I may consider doing that. I may consider doing that. And I would put to him the question I put to every liberal who believes a man caused global warming. I would ask him to briefly explain the theory. How does the emission of man-emitted carbon dioxide into the atmosphere heat the planet? What happens when it gets up there? I know what the theory is. And people always say, well, why don't you tell us? Because I'm not going to explain it for liberals. I did it once about 2 years ago. Jason says it's like Pac-Man. It eats all the cold. Yeah, that's exactly. Damn it, you've been looking at my notes again. It's exactly right. No, not quite. You know, though, that's not much different than the one where the ocean is now eating global warming. It's pretty close. It's, you know, PAC is maybe short for Pacific, like the football conference. See? That's what I'm talking about right there. Oh, for the love of Pete, I might call this Dunderhead just to see if now he'll probably be warned. Speaking of Dunderheads, let's talk about Dominic Raiola for 1,000, Alex. Dominic Raiola apologizes to band. Detroit Lions center Dominic Raiola apologized to Wisconsin's marching band Tuesday for inappropriate comments made to band members before Sunday's game against the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field. Raiola also is said to have made a significant donation to the band's fund. My interaction with the Wisconsin marching band was inappropriate, Raiola said. I apologize to those I offended, along with all of the members of Wisconsin's marching band. I also apologize to the Lions organization and my teammates. I understand the standards to which we should conduct ourselves, and my actions Sunday fell dramatically short of those standards. In a statement, Lions President Tom Lawan said Raiola will not face further disciplinary action. Lawan apologized to the Wisconsin band Monday after investigating so on, so on, so on. Jason says, what did you say there about money? Money does make it better. I'd be happier if I had more. Well, we don't know how much he gave. But let's set that aside for a moment. He apologized, which here's the way I have to take this, that he's not challenging any of the characterizations of his statements, that he used a homophobic slur that starts with F. You can all figure it out. He called at least one female member of the band the C word. This is not the first time Raiola has gotten in trouble for behavior. In 2008, he was fined $7,500 for making a gesture at Lions fans after a loss that dropped the game to the team to 0-13. In 2010, he was fined $15,000 for a verbal altercation in Miami with a fan, including an obscene gesture. He flipped the bird. Sunday's incident occurred just before the Wisconsin band played the national anthem. The team's not going to punish him, Jason. Do you agree or disagree with that decision? You're still reading it, but I just said it, so you should know. You should know what it says. Do you think that it's appropriate? It says he's not going to face any further discipline. I don't think he has faced any discipline as a result of this. Yeah, what would the further discipline be? You think you think making the donate? Oh, I hadn't considered that. Was that a Freudian slip on their part when they said he won't face any further discipline? Did they tell him to make the donation? Is that really a fine? They're not. Nobody's saying that. Nobody is saying that. If it is, then it. Well, I suppose, no, they don't want to make it look that way. Then there should be another public fine. I think he should be punished for this. Here's why. I don't know that I would normally feel this way, but given the fact that this has happened several times before, the guy's a jerk. The guy's a major jerk. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how many zeros are behind that donation. There should be some consequence for behaving that way. And you're right, maybe that's what it is. Then there's this. As you know, Mary Burke, Democrat, Madison School Board member, member of the family of Trek Bike, is running for governor. I mentioned yesterday, this means that the governor's race starts now. It has. Already, she and Scott Walker have gone back and forth on the economy. It's clear there will be no primary candidate. I know there is not going to be. I will be stunned if anybody defies Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chairman Mike Tate on this. I will be shocked. Yesterday, Right Wisconsin posted something I want to share with you. 10 questions Mary Burke will try to dodge. I want to read these 10, and then I got something for you. By the way, these are all very good. Question 1. Will Mary Burke pledge to repeal Act 10? She needs to be asked that. Because she's going to, as I said yesterday, she's going to try to avoid the issue altogether. Question 2. Does Mary Burke oppose late-term abortion? Again, 20 weeks. That's a very good one because, as I've told you, I think that's where Republicans should hone in right now. That Kermit Cosnell has made that an issue where I think you're looking at 70 to 80% of Americans now think the latest point at which a woman can abort a baby needs to be pushed back. I think Americans have also seen that Europe, it's basically first trimester. That's a great one. What is Mary Burke's position on mining in northern Wisconsin? Will Mary Burke pledge to debate any Democratic primary challengers? There will be none. I'm telling you, there will be none. I will be stunned if I'm wrong on that. Would Mary Burke repeal Governor Scott Walker's tax cuts? With Wisconsin so dependent on coal, what does Mary Burke think? Come on, Bader, turn the page here. What does Mary Burke think of the new EPA rules? Number 8. Would Mary Burke revive the high-speed train proposal? Number 9. Would Mary Burke cut spending for school choice, repeal expansions that occurred under Governor Scott Walker? Would she try to turn back the clock on all of the things that have happened? Number 10, and this is a good one. If collective bargaining is an essential right, why does Trek have no unions? Oh. I have a number 11. That I really want her to ask. Jason, did you hear anything there that you would want to ask her that you didn't hear? You know what I'm saying? Is there a bell unrung there for you? There is for me. I want to see if there is for the listener. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I just shared with you 10 questions that, if asked, Mary Burke will try to dodge, that she won't give a straight answer. This comes from the website Right Wisconsin. I think they're absolutely right about that. I think there's another one. And it's actually my number one. It's my number one, and it's much like many of these questions. I want to know if she would do something. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Again, the ones that are on the list, would she repeal Act 10? Does she oppose late-term abortion? What's her position on the Northern Wisconsin mine? Will she debate Democratic primary challengers? Would she repeal Governor Scott Walker's tax cuts? With no, with Wisconsin so dependent on coal, what does Mary Burke think of the new EPA rules? Does Mary Burke support voter ID legislation? Would Mary Burke revive the high-speed train proposal? Would Mary Burke cut spending for school choice, repeal expansions that occurred under Governor Scott Walker? And if collective bargaining is an essential right, why does Trek have no unions? I've got another one I believe she's going to dodge. Let's see how long it takes the listener to get it. 406-1360. 888-455-1360. Jeff in Green Bay. Jeff, go ahead.
I know it's a loaded question, but I would ask, how has Obamacare adversely affected your family's company? And if you become governor and given an opportunity, would you set up a state exchange for Obamacare?
That's a good one. That's not mine, but that is a good one. And I'm surprised that did not make their top 10. That's a pretty darn good one. I've got another one. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Timothy in Manitowoc, what would your number 11 be?
Whether she would move to start a healthcare marketplace for the state of Wisconsin rather than be in the federal.
Okay, yeah, that's similar to the previous caller. That's a good one. That is a very good one. I have another one. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. And she needs to be asked the one that I want to ask her. And she needs to answer it. Rhonda from Green Bay. Rhonda, how you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
What is she going to do with concealed carry?
There you go.
Bing, 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 bing.
Yeah, winner, winner, chicken dinner. We got to get some damn prizes around here, Jason. Rhonda, that's exactly. Now, you know, and that is an important question to ask.
Absolutely.
What I want to ask her is, would she sign a repeal of concealed carry? You know what the answer is.
Absolutely.
You know it. Rhonda, thanks a lot for the call. That is precisely correct. Would she, if Democrats take control of the state legislature and put one on her desk as governor? I want to revisit these in 3 minutes. This is what this election's really about. These questions. It's 9:49.
Things Jerry Bader, JerryBaderShow.com.